Hello, this is Stella, Stella by Starlight, inviting you to travel around the world with me, around the world with romance to music. We travel as fast as the speed of sound, wonderful musical sound. Tonight, with nostalgia, to New York. Everyone sees New York differently. And everyone who has visited or lived in mighty Manhattan loves the city in a different way and sees it differently. Perhaps I love New York more than most, for though I once lived there for 6 happy months, every visit since then has been a hurried rushing around the city that I once tried to learn from river to river. Now my chances to enjoy the city are few. I'm a transient. My New York may not be identical to your New York, but parts of it certainly are. Part of my New York is down the steps to Birdland to hear an alto sax talking. Isn't at all like any other city. It's a moving, restless kaleidoscope of sounds, people, buildings, and weather. It's the Waldorf Astoria with the lobby a cosmopolitan traffic jam of foreign diplomats, Hollywood celebrities, and society. It's strolling arm in arm with your love through miles of rambling paths that wind through the 840 acres of nature that are Central Park. New York is kind to lovers. Welcoming, warming, wonderful place. That lets you be lost in the crowd, alone with your love. New York is love in a tower. New York is the flop joints in the old Bowery section. The tourist, peering out of the windows of his sightseeing bus, is almost always disappointed as he passes through the Bowery. Once a fashionable uptown drive, and then later the theatrical district of Booth, and then the Tenderloin of Steve Brody. Now it's just a dark and hopeless street, with dirty, lifeless buildings, and nothing but hopeless men blinking in the sunlight. There's Wall Street, a street about as long as a par 5 golf hole, with a graveyard at one end and a river at the other. There's hectic 7th Avenue, where the garment industry dwells. There's 5th Avenue and Park Avenue and Madison Avenue. So many, many streets that present a picture to the mind the minute you hear the name. In New York, every street's a boulevard. I tell you. When I'm there, among the tall steel and concrete shafts, I must sample each delight hurriedly. There are so many musical pictures of New York. It's a perspiring young man kicking the pitcher's mound and getting a subtle sign from a masked Yogi Berra in the brilliant sunlight of Yankee Stadium. New York is sailboats in Sheepshead Bay on an August afternoon, the United States majestically departing its berth for Southampton. It's a crisp autumn evening with talk of football and Halloween tricks and cranberries and turkey on the table. It's the frustration of crosstown motorists and the babble in the lobby as the audience enjoys a between-the-acts intermission, perhaps at a first night. And the New York theaters present so many first nights when it's autumn in New York.